Proclamation number 5923, dated the April 6th, 1954. The Church of Christ. Living Faith. Only a living faith makes you members of my church, which I myself established on earth. Regardless of which denomination you belong to, you have to demonstrate a faith like Peter's, for the church is only based on such faith, on faith which has come alive through love. And you can gain this living faith in every denomination if the instructions you receive stimulate you into kind-hearted activity and your subsequently eager work is always based on love. Then you will have a living faith. Then you will consciously establish the connection with me. Then I will, in a manner of speaking, live in and next to you, and you will also consciously live your earthly life. You will strive towards a goal and everything you start will be aimed towards this goal. You will strive for me. And surely you can understand that every human being is able to strive for me, irrespective of which denomination he belongs to. His mere belief in me, who lived on earth as the man Jesus in order to redeem people, is also the cornerstone for my church, and this will be as indestructible as a rock once this belief has become unwavering through love. Then he can be shaken by the most violent storms, he will prevail, and only faith like that can be the foundation of my church, which lasts for all eternity. Anyone with a right and living faith, which is the result of a life of love, will also know the truth, because the fire of love emanates from the light of truth. And he will also discern between divine and human teachings, he will more and more let the divine teachings become the principle of his life and ignore the human teachings, he will feel what my will consists of even if he is humanly obliged to perform actions which are never ever based on my will. He stands on the rock which carries my church and will no longer step onto ground which threatens to submerge him. He will only endorse the pure truth, because life is in him and therefore he also strives for life and flees from death. He will avoid everything which belongs to death, which is unsuitable for the awakening of true life. He rejects error and falsehood because the truth clearly brings them to light. A living faith is the rock on which my church is built. This, however, presupposes a life of unselfish neighborly love. Wherever this is practiced is where the gates are open which lead into my church, and all are able to enter it. I accept all who only sincerely strive to belong to me in my church, which I myself founded on earth. Amen.